Program was transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Schenck injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. Starting tonight, we have a new policy. From now on, each time we tell a joke and nobody laughs, we will repeat that joke the following week. For example, 2 weeks ago, we had this joke that nobody laughed at. It's very funny, too. This was the name of an orchestra leader. I called him Vaughn Meatball. Nobody laughed. Last week, we had two kids talking, and one kid said, "Hey, you know what?" And the other kid said, "What?" And the first kid said, "That's what." "Hey, you know what?" "What?" "That's what." Nobody laughed. I liked it. So from now on, we do this stuff every week until the people laugh at it. That's all. Take our first sketch tonight. You may not like it. You may not think it's funny. All right, don't laugh. All right, we'll put it in again next week.
In New York, there are many little hat shops where a woman can buy a nice, serviceable hat for as little as $75. The people who own these places will usually condescend to sell you a hat, if you have references. We take you now to one of New York's smarter hat shops, Shea Henry Morgan.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Morgan?
I hardly believe introductions are necessary, madam. We don't encourage intimacy with the customers.
Well, I'd like a hat.
Of course you would, poor soul. What's that you're wearing now? One of your husband's?
Why, what's wrong with it?
Don't you know that hats this year are being worn off the face?
Off the face?
Yes. Next year, of course, they'll be worn on the face, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, shall we?
Could I see some hats, please?
See some hats? Madam, you're not in a stock room. Our hats are made right on the customers' heads. Sit down. Take off your derby.
Well, I...
Yes, you. Sit down. I will not have you towering over me.
Well, all right.
Now, let's see. We'll just take this bit of ribbon, this scrap of fur, this slice of salami. We just tie them together with dental floss, thus. You'll observe the dental floss slides easily between the front two teeth, holding the hat firmly in place. That will be $80.
It seems like a lot of money.
Madam, have you priced cold cuts lately?
Could I see something else?
Oh, very well. Mr. George! Mr. George!
Oh, yes, Mr. Henry.
Mr. George, what do you suggest for this lady? I mean, in the way of a hat.
Yes, it is a rather peculiarly shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of an ice cream cone?
Well, but that's rather bourgeois, don't you think?
Yes, I suppose so. Everybody's wearing them.
Let me see. Oh, I have it. I'll just cut a piece off the carpet. Snip, snip, snip. Roll it up. Now we'll fill it with nut meats.
Pipe cleaners.
Pencil stubs.
Scalpels.
Sutures.
Forceps.
Sponges.
Bandage.
There you are, madam. Didn't hurt a bit, did it? That'll be, $150.
Why do you get such exorbitant prices?
Exorbitant profits, dear lady. And don't forget, I called in Mr. George. Consultations cost money.
Oh, Mr. Henry, this hat here, this Derby affair, oh, I say, you've created a masterpiece.
I did.
Oh, you sly dog, holding out on us. Just look at that hat.
Yes, it is rather exciting, isn't it?
Exciting. Dear boy, it'll revolutionize the hat industry. A hat that looks like a hat. Whatever made you think of it?
Oh, I don't know. I must have been inspired. I simply beside myself, I guess, that's all.
Here you are, madam. Just the hat for you. $200.
But that's my hat. That's the one I came in with.
Oh, well, in that case, it'll only be $150.
Hooray! Hooray! The news hasn't been released yet, but the Russians have just found out about Gilbert and Sullivan. That's what Charlie Haywood tells me.
Летит петушки весне, трала, дыхают в экране солнце. И как радостными и поем, трала, желанными сердце даем. Трала, облетные розы вино, облетные розы вино. И вот это значит, что мы вам скажем. Цветочки, цветушки весне желанным. Тра-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла. Цветочки, цветушки, милая ботерку, хорошенькая ботерку, сам не могу знать ничего. Но имя моя ботерку, бедная ботерку, чудная, такая хорошенькая, милая красавица. Ботерку. Я самый лучший модель со времен и майор генерале. Сзади короткий тень и ниже босса ей и минерал. И все короли английские ей бои исторические. От Марадона, Баса, Лютер, Даня, Тея, Орича. И тоже сам за домки лошадь дующий мальчишки. Я поднимаю уравнение, я не прирайтесь. Вот он лучше ее, тетя, я рыном не знакомы в нашей. Ага. А теперь что? А, да-да-да. Есть много веселый факта об квадрате потеню. Ну, так вот, дырать и делить, вот и я не генерал, я сам его родим, он это принимаю генерал. Вот же он самый гражданистский, он
incidentally. Well, this is where the first commercial announcement goes, and I don't care if you don't listen to it. You tune out if you want to. It means nothing to me. Sure, I earn a living by saying ever sharp chick injector razors and blades, but don't you worry about me, Al. I'll get along all right. Don't have to listen. Don't buy an ever sharp chick injector razor. All right with me. They can cancel the program because you don't want to buy one for $1.25 with 20 blades thrown in. Eversharp cancels the show. 18 musicians will be thrown out of work. At least 4 actors, maybe 5. What do you care if the Eversharp chick changes blades automatically or not? It means nothing in your young life. All right. We'll go away. We'll go to Australia. We'll do a program for people who appreciate it. Just forget the name Eversharp. It means nothing to you. We'll be all right. Never mind.
There's a
famous institution in this country called the blind date. Of course, it takes two to make a blind date, usually a homely girl and her mother. But more
often it starts with a boyfriend of yours who has a girlfriend, who has a girlfriend, who has no boyfriend. That's the kind of blind date Charlie Irving arranged for me last week. Well, Charlie and I were waiting at the restaurant where we were going to meet the girls, and I was beginning to lose my nerve, and I said, hey, Charlie, what's this girl like?
I told you 25 times, Henry.
Well, tell me again.
She's gorgeous. She's stunning. Picture Ingrid Bergman.
She looks like that?
Well, not exactly. Ingrid Bergman with a little of Lana Turner thrown in.
How much? And where?
Look, Henry, will you stop worrying? You know, you're a very lucky guy.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Charlie. How come is she so perfect she hasn't got a date tonight?
Well, she's a particular girl. She won't go out with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, she never saw me. How come she's going out with me?
Your name's Henry, not Harry. Henry.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Oh, look, here come the girls now.
Hey, she is good looking.
Yeah, I told you.
She's all right.
Sure.
A lovely red dress.
That's my girl. Here's the one with the purple sash slung over her shoulder.
Charlie, you told
Don't
me...
Don't worry, Henry. She's a real woman.
Are you sure?
Shut up, Winnie. She'll hear you. Hello, Harriet, darling.
Hello, Charlie, dear. Oh, this must be Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
And Henry, this is Cuddles.
Cuddles? Hello, Cuddles.
So you're Henry. We're going to have oodles of fun tonight.
Oodles. Cuddles.
Well, let's everybody sit down. Shall we start with a drink? I'll order for Harry and myself. Henry?
None for me, thanks. I'm driving.
Cuddles?
Oh, I simply love gin rickeys. Of course, in most places, they're not put together right.
Look who's talking.
Henry, I know you from someplace. I could simply swear.
I know how you feel.
Were you ever in Chicago?
No, never been out of New York.
Oh, never out of New York. Were you ever in St. Louis?
No, just New York. Of course, come to think of it, once I almost...
You did?
No, just New York.
Harriet. Honey, you're a cookie with an extra sprinkling of raisins.
Well, you're sweet, Charlie. Sweet as sugar.
And, baby, I ain't rationed.
Henry, I meant to ask you something important.
Yeah?
Were you ever in Pittsburgh?
No, just New York. Bronx, Brooklyn, Bowery, stuff like that.
Harriet, you're a peach without the fuzz.
Oh, Charlie.
Now, Charlie.
Yes, Henry.
What time is it?
Time for another drink. Same all around, right? Henry?
No, none for me, thanks.
Henry, I meant to ask you.
No, I was never in Chattanooga.
No, not that. I was just thinking it would be nice to have this drink on the terrace. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it's a swell idea. Go ahead, I'll wait for you.
Don't you want to go?
Well, it's slippery out there. It's pretty dangerous, but you go right ahead.
Oh, Henry, something important just occurred to me.
Yeah?
Were you ever in Fargo, North Dakota?
Now that you mention it, yes.
But you said you were never out of New York.
Ah, just trying to make an impression.
Harriet, I dreamed about you last night.
You did, Charlie?
Yeah. It was wonderful.
Oh, honest, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes.
What do you think of Gabriel Hayter?
You know, Henry, Charlie could have introduced us 6 weeks ago when I first met him. If we'd met 6 weeks ago, what do you think we'd be doing tonight?
Well, I guess I'd be bowling.
Well, time for another drink, gang. Same all around, right? Nothing for you, Henry.
Make mine a triple scotch.
You, Henry?
Well, it was a blind date, isn't it? So? So I'm going to get blind.
Hey! I see there's a new program at our Coming Attractions Theater this week. The Coming Attractions Theater, as you know, is the only one in the country which cuts out the bad parts of a picture and shows you only the good parts, and this takes 2 minutes. So our theater... We're very limited on time here, I'm sorry. So our theater shows only coming attractions. Like in a regular feature, it takes Gable an hour and a half to find a woman he can truly love. In the coming attractions, he finds her before you can find your seat. So instead of talking about them, let's see the latest coming attraction. Professor, start the reel.
Coming direct from a spectacular Broadway run of two smash days, you were overwhelmed by the Western epic, My Cactus Gal. You were swept away by My Darling Clementine.
You won't believe your eyes when you see...
My Dopey Sadie.
One man and his girl standing alone against the dangerous forces of the Wild West, but determined to go onward, ever onward, in thrill-packed scenes like these.
Sadie, look at that rich prairie land ahead of us. There's hostile engines ahead and all kinds of danger. But the land is rich, and you know what?
What?
I'm turning back.
Filthy Jim, stop talking, Meadowwave, and tell me you ain't scared.
I can't.
What'd you say?
I can't.
Don't say that.
I can't.
That's better. I say, let's get a going onward, ever onward.
All right.
Come on, get up there, get up.
Don't you shout at me, filthy Jim.
This picture was brought to you at a cost of $5 million. 10,000 actors, 20,000 horses, 6,000 cows, 2 bulls. My Dopey Sadie is based on the famous short story published on the back of a box of cornflakes.
Thrill to the scene where Filthy Jim meets the dangerous cattle rustler, Dirty Max, in Cockeye Frenchie's saloon.
I know you.
I know you, too.
You're dirty.
You're filthy.
I'm warning you, Dirty. Don't just steal my gal.
I will.
Well, then stop stealing my cows. You rustled 10 of my cows this week.
I ain't doing bad with Sadie, neither.
So, that's how you feel.
Maybe. You fixin' to...
Maybe. Have a shot of poison?
Maybe.
Frenchie, 2 poisons. Dirty, Sadie's a mighty good gal.
Maybe.
Well, now, Dirty, let's talk it over, slow-like.
Hey, we... talking slow enough.
That'll be about enough out of you, Dirty. Reach for the ceiling.
That won't do you no good.
Why not?
I'm too short. But wait, I got an idea.
An idea?
A great idea. We both love her. Let's play poker for her.
Just moved over 2 states. Let's see. Let's play poker for my gal?
Yeah.
All right. But just to make it interesting...
Yeah?
Let's play a nickel a deal.
Look says it's bigger than life. Life says it's bigger than look.
Sadie was rough, tough, uncouth. Sadie spent her life in the great outdoors because no one would let her inside.
But Sadie had the heart of a woman. in touching scenes like these.
Sadie.
Yes, Filthy.
I've been a hankering for you 9 to 20 years.
A hankering?
A hankering and a blubbering.
Well, Filthy, I've been a hankering for you.
Not a blubbering?
Nope, just a hankering. A blubbering ain't ladylike.
Sadie.
Yeah?
I've been a thinkering. You know, I ain't a talkering man.
I know, Filthy.
I ain't a thinking man, neither.
I know that, too, Filthy.
But I got good hoss sense. Ain't a hoss around can outsmart me. I say there's a time for every man to get himself a woman.
There is?
Yeah, there is.
There is what?
I forget. Well, I gotta get it going.
Why are you a-getting, Filthy? Don't you love me?
Well, I'll tell you. Underneath the prairie stars in the western skies above, with the coyotes howling by the old gopher hole in the moonlight, thirsty, I swears I love you, Sadie.
Have you always loved me, Filthy?
Well, I'll tell you. By the light of them there Kansas stars, they're shining on that old buffalo carcass out there in the middle of the purple sagebrush. Yes.
Then let us and get it. What do you say, Filthy?
Get up, Tallulah!
Look for my Dopey Sadie in your neighborhood theater next week.
Playing now at...
The Harry Morgan Theater are coming at Chashin.
Cease the applause. It wasn't that good. Mr. Bernard Green and the orchestra will now play the anniversary song. Of course, seeing Bernie Green, he can't play it straight, so it's tricked up just a little. Bernie says he got the idea from eating in different restaurants, so let's try Nick's in Greenwich Village first. Myself, I love that Hungarian gypsy music. Now, in this restaurant, they have a wonderful clarinet player who is called Al Galadoro because that's his name. I'll have a little of that goulash, please. Hey, Pedro, you know something? I think it's better we have some enchiladas, tortillas, and frijoles in the Spanish place. They have some lovely pretzels here. Also, Kartoffelklöße, Sauerbraten, Knackwürsten, Schnitzel. Louis, noch 2 Bier, bitte. And this is the way Bernie says it sounds on radio today. You have to wait a minute. Oh, he got his face fiddle back. We thought he was going to have to wait for that. This is the real cutie 14-year-old Bobby Stock modern stuff.
Agree. The four biggest shaving nuisances are the time it takes to shave,
razor nicks and skin irritation, the nuisance of cleaning razors, the nuisance of unwrapping blades. Now, Eversharp Chic Injector Razor banishes these four nuisances forever. Ends nuisance number one. No time wasted. Nationwide tests have proved Eversharp Chic Injector Razor at least 50% faster, 100% safer, 200% cleaner. Ends nuisance number two. No nicks or cuts. Patented guard bar prevents skin irritation. Even under nose, Eversharp shaves clean and smooth without skin irritation. Ends nuisance number three. Nothing to take apart or put together. World's easiest razor to clean. Just rinse under faucet, shake, and put away. Ends nuisance number four. No blades to unwrap. Automatic blade changer locks a keen new blade, the world's sharpest blade, in correct shaving position instantly. For the world's fastest, easiest, cleanest shave, get an Eversharp Chic Injector Razor. It's a $1.75 value. The Eversharp Chic Injector Razor is priced at a dollar. 20 blades, 75 cents. Both yours at the special combination price of only a dollar and a quarter. A few weeks ago, on the Henry Morgan Trouble Clinic, we gave out a lot of advice, and nobody took any. So, tonight we bring you once again the Trouble Clinic. Do your friends sneer at you because you don't have any troubles? Then why not get yourself a load of grief right now, right out of the old grief case? And now, Mr. Morgan, here is our problem case for the evening, the case of Mrs. R.G. Mrs. R.G.?
Well, Mr. Morgan...
No names, please, not even mine.
Well, I got three bouncing babies, and one that don't bounce so good. Now, my problem...
Please, don't touch the microphone. Now, as I understand it, you have four children. Are they boys or girls?
Oh, sure.
I see. Please, don't touch the microphone. Now, what are the children's names? No names, please.
A, B, C...
An S. I see. And now, madam, what is your problem?
Well, I'll give you the details.
No details, please.
Well, my husband is never home nights.
I see. As I understand it, this husband of yours has so little consideration for his marriage vows, so little natural affection for these hapless children, that he has fathered... that he does not come home nights. Is that right?
Well, he'd get fired if he did. He's a night watchman.
I see. Well, madam, my advice to you is to go. Go to these people whom you've offended. Offer. Merely go to these people and offer to make amends and beg their forgiveness.
Not people.
That, madam, is entirely up to you. Merely remember that a stitch in time saves nine. You can't tell a brook by the cover. Still water runs deep. And a friend in need is a friend instead. That, madam, is my advice for you.
But I ain't told you my problem yet.
Oh, that. Well, never mind. You can always send that in by mail.
There's a new experience in writing with the Eversharp CA Pen. Its magic sphere rolls ink on dry. Smoother, cleaner, easier. Writes and writes without constant refilling usage. CA means Eversharp's exclusive capillary action cartridge. Try an Eversharp CA Pen. Great pen value at $15.
Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at the same time.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Evershop will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show.
This program was transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.